This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic. O. Panneerselvam, the former Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu, recently cast his vote in Theni. Running for the Ramanathapuram Lok Sabha seat, he predicts a significant victory for the AIADMK post-election, thanks to the BJP wave. He claims that the BJP alliance, which includes him as an independent candidate backed by the NDA, will secure the win in the Tamil Nadu polls. His forecast marks a game-changing anticipation for the political landscape in the region. Moving to the next topic. India's leap toward becoming a global science powerhouse. Insights from Nature magazine. The revered British journal, Nature, recognizes India's potential to become a leading figure in the realm of science. Highlighting the nation's strong pharmaceutical industry and the successes of the Chandrayaan mission as key indicators of its burgeoning scientific capabilities. Nature's editorial further explores India's increased research output and advocates for additional funding, particularly from the private sector, to solidify its status as a scientific powerhouse. Moving to the next topic. A recent fact check has exposed the truth behind a viral video concerning Bollywood actor Aamir Khan. The video falsely depicted him endorsing the Congress party ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Investigations by the PTI fact check desk have confirmed that this video was actually a manipulated version of a decade-old clip. Furthermore, the audio in the video was generated using artificial intelligence, misleading viewer into believing Khan's political endorsement. This revelation underscores the importance of verifying information in today's digital age. Moving to next topic, India kicked off its general election, witnessing a significant 60% voter engagement in the first phase. This marks the beginning of a comprehensive seven-phase election process over 43 days. Let's look at how different states participated. In Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh, voter turnout was impressive, at around 68%. Tamil Nadu saw a participation rate of 62.3%, while Rajasthan had a somewhat lower turnout at 50.9%. Uttar Pradesh recorded a 57.6% voter turnout. Madhya Pradesh was slightly higher, at 63.3%. Bengal stood out with a remarkable 77.57%, showing high public engagement. Assam and Meghalaya's participation rates were also strong, at 71.3% and 70.2%, respectively. Manipur and Tripura saw even higher turnouts, at 68.6% and a leading 79.9%. This flurry of activity marks a significant moment in India's democratic process, illustrating the country's commitment to participation and representation. Moving to our last topic. DMK vs AIADMK. Kanimoji declares battle lines in political showdown. In Chennai, Tamil Nadu, the stage is set for an intense competition as voting for 39 Lok Sabha seats takes place. The political landscape is marked by anticipation and strategic moves.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.